Sports coverage you can depend on. KLGR 1490.
It's time now for Cardinal Sports on KLGR 1490, 95.9 FM. Tonight, it's volleyball. The Robert Valley Cardinals in Laverne taking on the Laverne Cardinals. Tonight's action is brought to you by the 2019-2020 Cardinal Sports Boosters. And now with the pregame and play-by-play of tonight's action, it's Cardinal Sports announcer Seth Topol.
Thank you very much, Tobin. And for the first time in the 2019-2020 season, Seth Topol, very happy to stay welcome into another edition of Redwood Valley Athletics here on KLGR 1490 AM, FM 95.9, and also mykLGR.com. Was hoping to get the volleyball season underway last week, but unfortunately sometimes life intervenes, and so big thank you to Randy Clausen for filling in for me last week on Thursday, and appreciate all of those people that reached out and offered well wishes. Just one of those things that kind of puts life into perspective when a relative passes. But we are, we're hanging in there. And so we are going to, we're going to get things rolling here. The Cardinals have already played a couple of matches so far this season, and they have gone 1-1. Cardinals started the year taking on Lakeview, and that was back on the 22nd. They lost 3-1. Now, they started off really well. They ended up winning the first set 25-23, but then they lost the final three sets 25-18, 25-20, and 25-20 to the Lakers. So first match of the season, a loss for the Cardinals. Then in the Big South Conference Showcase, they took on Waseca and ended up winning 3-2. That was on Saturday. And for the Cardinals, they lost the first set 25-23. They then won back-to-back sets by a score of 25-10. They lost the fourth set 25-21. And then they won the deciding fifth set by a score of 15-10. So for the Redwood Valley girls, now led by girls basketball coach Taya Lindahl, the girls kind of trying to see where they're at here this year and where they can go the rest of the way. So it'll be interesting to see how things look for this Cardinal squad with my first chance to see them and taking on a Laverne team that is coming into, I believe, their first match of the year, at least based off what I was able to find. I had to go to a couple of different sources to find the info, and I did have them having played one match, and that was against Jackson County Central. But that's all I had for the Laverne Cardinals. That, of course, could be incorrect. It's, like I said, I had to go to a couple of different outlets to try to find all that info, and looked a little different in each spot. So Cardinals and the Cardinals here tonight. The high school sports season getting into full swing as we near Labor Day. It'll be full bore after that for all of our teams here in the area. And so looking forward to what should be another exciting season of all sorts of athletics here on KLGR and also on 97.7 Jack FM. Now, getting a little assist from former Redwood Valley volleyball coach Andy Rainier, mentioning that Laverne did beat St. James 3-0 on Saturday in the showcase. Big thanks to Andy for that. Yeah, like I said, tried the State High School League, tried a couple of other outlets, and the info was sparse. But a win for Laverne in their most recent match, and so we'll see who ends up coming out on top here in this one tonight. We will take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll run through the roster, and we'll see who will be taking the court for Redwood Valley here this evening. That's all coming up. Big thank you right off the bat to our 2019-2020 Cardinal Sports Boosters. We'll hear their ads run all throughout the course of the high school volleyball season and football and every other sport that we carry on the airwaves. So big thank you to all those businesses for sponsoring these broadcasts. A quick break coming up. We'll continue our pregame coverage of Redwood Valley Volleyball here on KLGR. And we are back here in Laverne getting ready for the start of tonight's matchup between Redwood Valley and Laverne High School Volleyball. The third match of the season. And just looking at the starters for Redwood Valley as they get ready to roll here tonight. Going through the entire roster. So for the Cardinals, they will start. They will have, this is the roster. We'll go through the starters in just a second. Number three, setter, Aubrey Hicks. Number four, also setter, Hannah Schenken. Number seven, outside hitter, Sydney Summer. Number eight, A.J. Guggisberg. Number nine, a middle hitter, Haley Garman. Number 10, Sydney Merton, middle hitter. Number 11, middle hitter, Alexa Steppel. Number 12, middle hitter, Keely Van Hee. Outside hitter, number 14, Kate Arndt. And right side hitter, number 15, Leah Earlbeck. Laverne announcing their starters. We'll get to those once we get underway here tonight. Redwood Valley 1-1 on the season. And pick up their second win of the season. Redwood Valley will play Jackson County Central at home on Tuesday night. That will be at 7:15, right off the Labor Day weekend. So hopefully we've got some Labor Day plans. Final weekend of the summer. And after that, things are going to get going in earnest. Cardinals on the right side of the court to start, and Coach Taya Lindahl giving some final instructions to her squad before they get going here tonight. And the lineup that will start it out for the Cardinals. They will have Alexa Steffel, Sydney Summers, Anna Schenken, Haley Garman, Kate Arndt, and Leah Earlbeck. A.J. Guggisberg comes in as the libero. For Steffel. And Laverne will start with the serve. We are underway. The serve will go to Tracy Bastian. And here we go. We are ready. Well, not quite. Had to get the volleyballs out of the way, but ready now. And first serve into the corner for Arndt. Set up Garman, middle of the court. Her attack bump. Laverne gets it back to the front of the net. Attack picked up by Summers. Back row. Schenken plays it across to Earlbeck. Laverne counters. Schenken getting it ready. Arndt on the near side. Arndt just chips him down. And Redwood Valley takes the first point on a side out to lead 1-0. All important first points of the set, and now Aubrey Hicks will serve. She goes back middle. Laverne setting up far side for the attack into the net. Once, twice, and no return for Laverne. 2-0. Redwood Valley out in front. Takes a little serve once again. Aubrey skims one over the net, far side. Laverne goes near side for the attack. Played Hicks back row. Guggenfurt sets up Schenken far side. Schenken attack across, bumps back row. Laverne setting up middle attack played by St. Arndt. Little assist from Hicks back to Arndt. Attack though is played. Guggenfurt back row. Hicks again, far side. Schenken attack. Hits backwards. Laverne cannot recover. Redwood Valley takes a 3-0 lead. So Hicks serves again, played back middle, attack by Laverne, trying to catch the Cardinals of Redwood Valley off guard, and it doesn't work. So a 4-0 lead, and a misplay on the serve. Hicks able to catch Laverne off balance, and so it is 5-0 Redwood Valley on top. Hicks ready. Here's the serve. She goes back far corner again. Laverne sends it to Summer. Garmin with the attack. Bump back row. Laverne setting up far side. Attack is tipped. And Laverne will get their first point. Make it 1-5. Laverne now will go on the serve. Played by Guggenfurt back row. Hicks setting up Arndt's far side. Arndt finds some open space on the far side. And just like that, it is 6-1 Redwood Valley. Arndt will serve. Serve played back row again. Laverne setting up for a attack played back row by Hicks. Across, near side. Summer softly across. Played with one on by Laverne. They'll send it back over to Redwood Valley side. Hicks now setting up Summers near side. Sydney tips it off the net and down, and Redwood Valley continues to cruise here early on. It's 7-1. Redwood Valley on top, just underway here in set number one. That played far side by Laverne. They try for the attack into the corner, and they just get it in. And so a side out for Laverne. High serve. Summers plays it to Hicks, who backs up. Summers attack is blocked. Cardinals keep it in play, and Guggenfurt sends it back over. Nice job by Summers and Garmin to team up there. Block is tipped. Guggenfurt plays it. Hicks setting up Summers near side. Summers attack blocked out of bounds in Redwood Valley. Will take another point. They lead 8-2. Serving now for Redwood Valley, Sydney Mertens. Serve goes back middle. Laverne setting up far side, attack, and it slides in between Arndt and Mertens. Laverne right back to the serve with a side out. And that makes the score 3-8. Third play, Summers. Duffel back across. Laverne now setting up for an attack. They'll go middle. And attack error into the net. Redwood Valley will take that point. Nine-3, Schenken to serve. Earlbeck will come in for Aubrey Hicks. The Laverne crowd far side tries to get their team riled up. Laverne, middle, soft attack, tips back across. Laverne does the same. Earlbeck keeps it alive. Summers across. Laverne rides for the dump. Played by Guggenfurt. Tipped back over. Redwood Valley will take another point. 10-3 they lead. lot of trickery tried by both sides. Laverne plays the serve. They'll try middle. Barnes plays it. Shanking, that is. The back row, and they hit the back row. Redwood Valley gets another point. 11-3 the score. Good job by Kate Arms in the back row. Diving to keep that ball alive, and Redwood Valley off to a nice 11-3 start and a timeout on the courts. We'll take a break. You're listening to Redwood Valley Volleyball here on KLGR. And back here in Laverne, Redwood Valley serving. Laverne trying to change that, but they do not, as the attack misses the line on the far side. So it is 12-3, Redwood Valley on top. Schenken continues to serve. Serve goes back middle. Laverne setting up near side for an attack. Chip kept in play momentarily by Kate Arnes, but Laverne finally gets a much-needed side out. It is 4-12, and serving for Laverne is Alyssa Natras. Guggisberg to Schenken, setting up Summers far side. Sydney blisters one, looking for a tip, and not going to get one. Coach Lindahl trying to plead her case for a tip, but no dice. Laverne serving, trailing 5-12. Schenken to Earlbeck. Earlbeck's attack tips. Laverne plays it back across and caught the Cardinals creeping up to the front of the net. So a little too far to make it now 6-12. Here comes the serve from Natras. And Summers lets it go, a service error. We'll make it 13-6. Laverne with a return error on a serve by Sydney Summers. And now it is 14-6. Summers with a fastball blistering service ace. Make it 15-6. Summers will serve once again. Far corner. Laverne tries middle. Guggisberg plays it. Schenken to Arnes on the near side. Tipped at the line. Laverne sets up for the counter. Far side. Block. And it will fall. And that makes it 16-6. And a service error for Summers will give Laverne the serve back. Team to 7. Arnes plays it across. Laverne tries for the sneak attack. And a rollback. Times the leap. Her attack is in. Redwood Valley bounces it right back their way. Cardinals leading 17-7. Guggisberg will serve. Back middle. Played on the near side. Attacked by Laverne. Bumped by Schenken. Summers to Earlbeck's far side, and Earlbeck just missed the back line. Eight, 17. Laverne trailing. Here comes the serve. Summers plays it back row. Schenken sets up Garmin. Garmin softly across the point going through Redwood Valley anyway as Laverne was in the net. So, 18-8, and Aubrey Hicks will serve. Leah Earlbeck comes out. Hicks, far side, Laverne can't get it back over. 19-8. Redwood Valley on top. Back corner, service 8 for Aubrey Hicks. 20-8. Cardinals off and running here in set number 1. Back corner, played, and point going to Redwood Valley. Laverne ran into the net trying to return the serve. It looks like we're going to get another Laverne timeout. Redwood Valley on top, 21-8 here in set number 1. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Redwood Valley Volleyball here on KLGR. And back here in Laverne, Redwood Valley leading 21-8, and Haley Garman makes it 22-8. Garman wound up, but took a little off of her attack and draws Laverne in, and as a result, 22-8, Hicks serving again. Hicks goes back far corner. Laverne trying the near side tip. Great save by Sydney Summers. A.J. Gugersberg will send it back over. Laverne, near side attack. And the attack went a little backwards, not across. 23-8. Laverne plays it. Far side attack and not over. So once again, points for the Cardinals and set points already here for Redwood Valley. Serve played, far side, Laverne setting up, and they hit the antenna, and so that will do it for set number 1. 25-8 to Redwood Valley. Emphatically getting things started here in Laverne. We'll take a break. We'll come back. You're listening to Redwood Valley Volleyball here on KLGR. And we're back here in Laverne. Redwood Valley leading this match 1-0 after a pretty emphatic 25-8 win in set number 1. So now they lead the match 1-0. Never tweet and talk at the same time, folks. Trying to keep our social media platforms updated as best as we can. And, well, sometimes you got to remember you're on the air. And I can't multitask, even though we do quite a bit. The teams have switched sides of the court, as is customary. Redwood Valley now on the left side of the court. Cardinals wearing red tops with white letters and black numbers. Cardinals will serve to start here in set number 2. It will be A.J. Gugersberg to get it started here. And Gugersberg goes back far corner. Laverne setting up near side. Attack played by Summers. Shank it to Kate Arnes. Arnes' attack is dug out. Laverne tries to keep it in play. Garman on the block. Summers saves it. Gugersberg to Haley across off the net. And Laverne ends up gifting Redwood Valley a point. Sometimes just trying to keep the ball in the air doesn't always work out. Laverne just kind of hit one up on the far side of the net. And they end up losing that point. A quick flip across attempt by Bauschen, and now it is 2-0 Redwood Valley on top. Serve dug out by Laverne. They will send it across in the free ball. Summers now to Jenkins, setting up for Haley Garman, and point going to Laverne is Earlbeck just could not, I think it said Garman, it was Earlbeck with the attack on the near side, but just went a little too far across the court. Served by Laverne. Played back corner by Arnes. Shankin setting up Arnes. Arnes, soft attack. Arnes with the recovery. He'll try again. bumped towards the net. Laverne attacked, dug out by Schenken, but to a vacated portion of the court in the far corner. And Laverne with a little rally here to tie it up 2-2. Summers to Schenken, setting up Garmin, and Haley just missed on the near side. And so Laverne takes the lead 3-2. So something that and now they have actually flipped it. Cardinals will get the point. Laverne trying to tie, and they send one to the back padding here in the gym. So Redwood Valley goes from thinking they were down 2-3 to being up 4-2, just like that. Kick serving far corner. Laverne tries middle. And hit at the line. Laverne will take the point. So it is 3-4. And here is Laverne's serve. Short one dug out by Gugisberg. Service 8 for Laverne. Tied up at 4-4. Farrell serving for Laverne. Barnes plays it near far corner. Garmin winds up. Laverne gets a piece. Gets at the line. Summers plays it. Pick setting up Garmin again. Haley softly across. Laverne towards the net. Redwood Valley going to win that battle. And so they will get the side out. Make it 5-4. It will be Kate Arnes to serve. Laverne plays it. Setting up for the attack. Attack error 6-4. Redwood Valley on top. You jump. You wind up. But your hand goes a little bit too far through. And as a result, the ball hit directly into the net. Sydney Summers taps one across in the return. Taps one back across, and it is 7-4. Redwood Valley on top. And service ace for Redwood Valley will make it 8-4 just like that. Cardinals have put a couple of points together here in set number two. Barnes. Back middle, service error. That one, a little too much air under it. Laverne back on the serve. Trailing 5-8. Barnes to Hicks to Schenken. Tipped up a line. Cardinals get one that bounces back across. So side out right back to Redwood Valley. Cardinals leading 9-5. And it will be Sydney Mertens to serve. And service error is that one. Again, a little too much loft, and it sails past the back line. Served by Laverne. Arnes plays it. Schenken back towards the middle. Hicks will send it over, and Laverne will try to set up far side. The jump, and that catches Redwood Valley off balance. It is now 7-9. Laverne keeping pace here in set number two. Arnes to Hicks, setting up Schenken. And Schenken tattoos the back line to give the Cardinals back the serve. It is 10-7. Redwood Valley on top. Schenken serve. Laverne tries the attack on the near side, and Laverne able to slip one back across. Summers went up to try to get the block, but as often happens, Laverne able to just kind of slip it past. And so it is now 8-10. Schenken setting up Hurlbeck. Hurlbeck's attack block, and it is 10-9. See if that gets a timeout from Coach Lindahl, and it will. Laverne battling here in set number two. It is 10-9. Redwood Valley on top. We'll take a break. You're listening to Redwood Valley Volleyball here on KLGR. Back here in Laverne, and a service error for Laverne will give Redwood Valley a two-point lead and the serve. It is 11-9. Cardinals won the first set. Redwood Valley did, I should say. 25-8. Laverne and Redwood Valley have basically traded points here in the second set. Summers setting up. Her attack bumps Laverne. Drives near side. Softly a misplayed by Arnes. Arnes went way up towards the net, and it was a mishit by Laverne. And Arnes had to kind of try to slam on the brakes, couldn't quite do it. So it is 10-11. Laverne setting up for an attack, and they just blast it past the back line. So Redwood Valley back on the serve, leading 12-10. Hugesberg back row, Laverne far side attack, dip, Laverne saves it, they send it across, Hugesberg towards the net, Garmin taps it across, and Redwood Valley will take the points, make it 13-10. Laverne, linear side, tipped across, Arnes, and the attack by Redwood Valley a little too far across. And so Laverne gets the side out. It is 11-13. Hugesberg. Back near corner. Summers times late, but launches one right into the net. And so it is now 12-13. Hugesberg to Schenken. Hurlbeck. Attack is blocked. Saved by the Cardinals. Summers sends it across far corner. Laverne tries near side. Attack. Shift. And Laverne has tied it up. Laverne serve, trying to take the lead. Garmin. Arnes, attack error, and Laverne has taken the lead. 14-13. Cardinals led this 8-4. Laverne has since outscored the Cardinals 10-5. Hugesberg to Schenken. Summers. Times the lead. Her attack led by Laverne. They'll try far side. Summers able to save it. Schenken digs out. Hugesberg muscles it across. Laverne now trying to catch the Cardinals off balance. But Schenken with a good recovery. Hugesberg far side. Arnes. And misplayed by Laverne. And so Redwood Valley stops that rally. Served by the Cardinals, played by Laverne, right in front of the net. Redwood Valley with a block. Garmin turns her attack. And deflected by, I think Garmin got a piece of that. Laverne will take the point. Because it hit Garmin and kicked to the spot where nobody was. 15-14, Laverne. Blistering serve by Laverne. Schenken far side. Attack. Tipped at the line. Laverne saves it. Set up now. Played by Summers back row. Kick. Far side to Arnes. Arnes. Times it. Dug out. Laverne near side. Arns plays it. Summers sends it to Arns, who sends it across on the free ball, dug out by Laverne. Attack is tipped, and Summers can't save it. It's a two-point lead for Laverne, 16-14. Kugisberg to Hicks. Garmin times the lead. And Haley Garmin stops the rally. It is now 15-16. See if Kate Arns can get the Cardinals going. Serve hits off the net. Laverne setting up. Back row attack is blocked. Pushed back across by Garmin. Haley will try to get the Cardinals in system. Arms, her attack bumps. Laverne sends it over. Arns. Hicks to Summers. Summers. Miscue by Laverne. We are tied at 16. Laverne plays it across, and Laverne didn't hit it in front of the antenna, so Redwood Valley taking the point there. And Redwood Valley now with a two-point lead. 18-16. So just as Laverne had captured all of that momentum, Cardinals now have gathered it right back. Laverne able to catch Cardinals off balance. Kugisberg plays it back row. Kick to Summers. Sitting attack block. Cardinals able to muster it back over. Laverne able to tie it up again. Laverne just will not go away quietly here in set number two. All tied at 18, and the service error puts the Cardinals back up by one. 19-18. Merton serve bumped. Laverne playing it near side. And miss playing it near side. Redwood Valley 2-point lead. Thorson tried to tap it back across, but did not get enough of it, and then was basically committed to the double hit. At that point anyway, Merton played towards the net. Laverne forced a save by Kate Arns for a moment, but another side out for Laverne. Trailing 19-20 again. Redwood Valley got out to a 8-4 lead. Kugisberg plays it. Schenken to Arns. Played back across. Tapped by Steffel. Cardinals will get into system. Summers far side. Sydney sends one just my left. The return on Summers' attack, and so that will be a Redwood Valley point. It is 21-19. Schenken. Her serve played. Laverne tries to just lightly tap it across. They try to do the same thing. And after a second consecutive block, then Laverne gets enough of it to tip it across. And so, again, Laverne gets within one. 21-20. Kugisberg to Schenken. Near side to Summers. Sydney's attack bumps Laverne. And attack error for Laverne. 22-20. Summers. Serve played. Tips at the line. Cardinals down. Jenkins to Arn. Arn, spot play cross, miscue by Laverne. A 3-point lead now, 23-20. It looks like Laverne going to take a timeout. 23-20, Redwood Valley on top. They lead the match 1-0, trying to make it 2-0. We'll take a break. You're listening to Redwood Valley Volleyball here on KLGR. Back here in Laverne. Redwood Valley with a 4-point lead as Laverne cannot return the serve in more than 4 hits. And now all of a sudden it's set point, but that will have to wait. Service error by Sydney Summers. And so Laverne will have a shot. They need to run the table. Or at least tie. Schenken to Arnes. Can Arnes end it here? Yes. Laverne nearly able to return it, but a little bit of a miscue right in front of the net, and we have ourselves a much tighter second set. 25-21. So Redwood Valley leads 2-0. We'll see if they can make it a clean sweep after a quick break. You're listening to Redwood Valley Volleyball here on KLGR. And we're back here in Laverne. Let's see if Redwood Valley can finish this off in a clean sweep. They lead 2-0. Although it was a little bit more difficult than Redwood Valley had experienced in the first 2 sets. Laverne will serve to start. Hugerford plays it in the corner. Jenkins to Garmin. Bumped by Laverne. They're able to keep it in play. And sent to the back row. Summers plays it. Jenkins to Arnes near side. Arnes, softly across. And Redwood Valley has taken the first point in every set. They lead 1-0. Hicks now will serve. Serve played by Laverne. Hicks keeps it in play. Gugisberg calmly back to Garmin. Sends it across in the 3-ball. Laverne, far side. Hicks, Gugisberg again plays it back row. Hicks to Garmin. Haley times the leap. Laverne bumps it. And into the corner. Just out of reach of Sydney Summers. Laverne gets a side out. And they make it 1-1. Serving now for Laverne will be Elise Serrell. Arn to hit. Set up to Garmin. Attack error by Garmin. It makes it 1-2. And a service error with the Cardinals. Susu. Barnes. Attack or serve. Played by Laverne. Tips at the line. Gugisberg. Six. Setting up Schenken far side. And an attack error by Schenken. Gives Laverne back to serve, leading 3-2. Arnes to Hicks, setting up Summers near side. Sydney, too much mustard on that one. Summers hits the back padding in the gym, 4-2. Arnes to Hicks, setting up Garmin, and a miscue by Laverne. Garmin with the kill. So that will make it 3-4. Serve, bumps, far side, Corson. Mertens plays it to Hicks. Summers times it. dipped at the line where Iber Valley takes the points. That took a lot of the air out of that one. Laverne plays the serve. Summers digs it out. Kicks to Schenken, far side. Schenken's attack bumps. Laverne will try far corner. Merton's back row. Kicks, setting up Summers. Sydney tips, and that one goes behind the antenna. Redwood Valley takes the point. And that makes it 5-4. Merton. Serve played far side. Laverne goes back to the far corner. Attack is tipped. Hicks plays it. Schenken setting up Summers. Sydney times it. And Sydney just had a little trouble finding that back line. Attack's a little too strong. And so 5-5. Serve dug out by Gugisberg. Schenken with a nice recovery. Sent us out by Steffel, and Laverne reclaims the lead. 6-5. Laverne a couple points in a row to take a 1-point lead, 6-5. And service error gives Redwood Valley back. The serve, we're tied up 6-6. Serve played by Laverne on the near side. They'll set up and send it across on the free ball. Gugisberg to Schenken, setting up Summers. Sydney off the net, played back across by Steffel. Laverne tries far side. The set was a little too strong. And Redwood Valley will take the point, 7-6. Laverne repeats back, and they hit the corner. You take away that first set, and this has basically been point for point through the second set and into the third. We're tied up 7-7. Just goes to show you how important the start can be. Barnes to Schenken. Schenken able to keep it on the Cardinal side of the net. Laverne's attack is tipped at the line. Summers sends it back over. And Redwood Valley will get the point as Laverne out of rotation. So Redwood Valley will take that point. That's always tough to decipher. And it looks like it'll be Sydney Summers, and now Laverne trying to make sure that they are in the correct order. Summers will serve, so Redwood Valley gifted the points to give them the lead, 8-7. And now still kind of trying to get everything figured out. Sometimes you get so far into it that, and now they're completely changing everybody around. So this is obviously one that Laverne was a little too out of whack on. Cardinals of Redwood Valley taking this time to huddle up on their own as well. I think we got it all sorted out. the lead, 8-7 for Redwood Valley. Sydney Summers will serve. Back middle. Laverne sending it towards the middle. Attack across, dug out by Gugisberg. Schenken setting up Arnes. Arnes, stop play across, bounced by Laverne. Laverne, middle attack. Summers keeps it in play. That was one that Sydney probably should have let go. Although hard to judge on that back line. They say, and I'm no volleyball player myself, but they say if it goes over your head on the back row, let it go. Strobeck with an attack error. And Laverne suddenly back on top. 9-8. Thorson serving. Arnes to Schenken, setting up Arnes. And an attack error by Laverne. That'll give the point to Redwood Valley to tie it up 9-9. It'll be Gugisberg to serve. Serve played all the way across. Cardinals carefully readjust. And Arnes tried for an attack and missed the line. As Laverne bumped it too far across, so now it is 10-9 Laverne. Summers plays to serve. Schenken setting up Garmin. Haley winds and she's going to get that point regardless. Laverne looking to see if her attack hit the line, but, well, got the tip of the line. So that's a point, and that is a tie score, 10-10. And a service ace for Redwood Valley gives them the lead back at 11-10. See if Hicks can give the Cardinals a little breathing room. Laverne plays the serve far side and off of the judges' tower. 12-10 our score. Played far side by Laverne. They're able to sneak it across. Gugisberg setting up Arnes. Times the leap back row played by Laverne. Into the corner. Skims the line. And that one went out off of Redwood Valley. So Laverne takes the point. And service error for Laverne. 13-11 Redwood Valley on top. Substitution for Laverne as Arnes gets ready to serve. Redwood Valley leading 13-11. Trying to close this out in three. Laverne towards the net. They'll go far side for the attack. And they find the campfire. That's the trouble is you get that back row kind of backing up to defend their territory and the front row kind of creeps in. You've got a large gap in between the two. Summer setting up for an attack near side. Dip at the line but played by Laverne. Sent back across. Thorson tries for a sneak. Cardinals, though, able to return. Near side. Dips. Hicks plays it. Gugisler. To Arnes. Kate. Back row. Laverne. Far side. Block. And recovered by Laverne. They'll go far side again. Dips again. Hicks. To Schenken. Setting up Garmin. Garmin's attack is misplayed. And a big point for Redwood Valley. Sydney Mertens and Alexa Steffel going to come in. Mertens will serve. Mm-hmm. and service error for Sydney Mertens. So, 1-point game, 13-14. Far side to Gugisbert. Hicks setting up Summers. Sydney, no chance for Laverne on that one. It's 15-13. Red River Valley on top, and it will be Schenken to serve once again. Schenken into the corner. Laverne tries the attack, and they get the attack. And that will make it 14-15. Dugasberg to Schenken, far side to Summers. Sydney blasts one into the back row. A 2-point lead. Summers with authority. Summers goes middle. Laverne tries the near side. Summers there to play it back row. Schenken. Steffel. Laverne plays it. They'll try far side. Gugisberg with a missed play. And back and forth we go. Back to Laverne, down by one, 15-16. Thorson with a short serve. Cardinals, though, recover nicely. Laverne tries for the quick attack. Summers blasts it back over. Laverne tries one. Tips at the line. Summers plays it back row. Schenken to Arnes near side. Arnes tips at the line. Played by Laverne. Setting up for an attack. Misplayed by Arnes, and we are tied at 16. Serve is a short one. Arnes digs out. Arnes gets up off the court and sends it back over. Laverne, another attack. That one is well past the line. Redwood Valley back on top. 17-16. Gugisberg to serve. Goes middle. Laverne starts it back. They send it across. Summers, Schenken, Garmin, as soft as you can get it. Haley Garmin catches Laverne off balance. 2-point lead, 18-16. Serve played in the near side. Laverne setting up, tips at the line. Summers plays it back row. Schenken setting up Arnes. Arnes softly crossed, but blocked emphatically by Laverne. And so that will make it 17-18. Gugisberg plays the back row. Garmin. Garmin goes top again, but played by Laverne. Earl back across. Laverne now sets up. And out. Redwood Valley getting the point. Laverne wanted a chip. No dice. Yeah. 19-17, Redwood Valley on top. Looks like Laverne going to take a timeout. So we will take one as well. 19-17, Cardinals trying for the sweep. We'll take a break. You're listening to Redwood Valley Volleyball here on KLGR. Back here in Laverne. Cardinals grab a point, make it 20-17. Aubrey Hicks on the serve. Laverne near side. Hicks off the ceiling. Point going to Laverne. Every bounce, it seems, has gone Laverne's way to keep this close. Good recovery by Arnes on the attack. Blocked by Laverne. Hicks will set up Arnes on the near side. Blocked out of bounds. Redwood Valley, 3-point lead, 21-18. Barnes will serve. High serve, back row. Laverne setting up far side. Dugout by Arn. Summers now. Sydney off the front row. Laverne tries again. Hicks plays it. Schenken saves it. Summers off the net. And Laverne more worried about whether or not the ball hit the antenna. They thought it did. And so Redwood Valley able to sneak another point out of it. Good work by Haley Garman. 22-18 the score. And Arnes looks like Laverne's going to take a timeout here quickly. 22-18, Redwood Valley on top. Trying for the sweep. We'll take a break. You're listening to Redwood Valley Volleyball here on KLGR. Back here in Laverne, and a tip by Laverne leads to another point for Redwood Valley. It is 23-18. And the serve goes out, so Laverne gets another chance. But they've got some work to do if they want to keep this going. Cougars first plays it. Kick to Garman. Haley. Her attack played. Laverne towards the net. Played by Arn. Kick. Near side. Summer. Sydney. Misplay by Laverne. And it's 24-19. And now match point. Chance for the Cardinals to improve to 2-1 on the season. And serve played by Laverne. Schenken keeps it in. Laverne diving all over the place. Arn digs it out. Hicks to Summers. Sydney's attack will decide the match as Redwood Valley wins the third set, 25-19. And that is going to do it. Three sets. Cardinals are victorious. We'll get ready for the postgame. That is coming up. You're listening to Redwood Valley Volleyball here on KLGR.
Final score here in Laverne. Redwood Valley sweeps Laverne 3-0 to improve to 2-1 on the season. And we're joined by the Redwood County American Dairy Association player of the match, Sydney Summers. Sydney, a 3-0 sweep here tonight, but not an easy one in particular. You girls did a good job in set one, winning pretty easily. What were some of the things that were working early on in that first set?
I would say that we just got our passes up to the center so they could get a good ball with our hitter.
What did Laverne do to counter that allowed? After that first set, it was pretty much point for point up until the last little bit of set three. What were some of the things that they did to counter, to pull back in?
I would say they got a lot of balls up and we just couldn't get to them.
A couple matches in on the season already. How do you feel about where you girls are at here in the early part of the season?
I would say we're getting better and better every day.
And of course, got the new head coach here, but a familiar voice. What have been some of the things that that Taya has been having you ladies work on here in the early part of the season?
Definitely our service speed and just passing
goals. 2-1, as mentioned, kind of getting your feet under you. What are some of your expectations for where you can go here the rest of the way?
I would say state.
All right, there we go. Sydney, thanks for the time.
Thank you.
Sydney Summers, and now joined by the victorious head coach, Taya Lindahl. And Taya, 2-1 now on the season, and a pretty nice start with that 25-8 win in set number one. What were some of the things that were working for the girls so well in the early part?
I thought we controlled the ball really well. In service, our setters were able to basically stand stationary, and that's a lot easier to give the hitters hittable balls. And I thought on set one, our girls, Kate, Sydney and AJ and service lead just did a really good job controlling the ball, and our setters were able to find girls that were putting the ball away for us.
Now, it's just, I don't know what it is, but it seems like when a team loses the first set, they make it interesting there in the second set. And I don't know if that just is a momentum thing or what exactly caused that. But Laverne, after that that first set, they kept things very close. It was almost point for point. What were some of the things that they did to regroup and kind of get back into it in those final two sets?
I thought defensively they picked up a lot more balls and we made a lot more errors. We just kind of got a little bit complacent after coming out 25-8. And we talked about that between set two is that they're going to be a different team when they come back out. So we just lost a little bit of momentum between sets there. And that's just something we got to figure out when we beat a team like that, how we can come back out to the same kind of thing in sets two and three.
A lot of girls on the team that can hit very hard. Sydney, who we talked to, but you've also got a bunch of other girls that really bring the heat, and so that I'm sure gives you a lot of options as a coach, or just some things to work on, you know, at various points throughout the match.
Yeah, I think one thing that we don't have just one hitter that is our only girl that can move the ball away, which is a huge bonus for our setters, and it's harder for them blocking in their defense team, I think. Our two outside middles, Hannah Sunim on the right side, all do a really good job of staying available. So that way their blockers don't really know what we're doing offensively. And our setters are doing a good job giving the girls the ball to be successful right now as well.
I suppose I should ask, since we didn't really have any sort of a formal preview for the season. Now, coach of two sports, but you have been an assistant for volleyball, so familiarity there. Any parallels that you have noticed, at least in the early goings, between volleyball and basketball?
One thing I just noticed is how hard the girls work, and they're willing to try things that are new, and whatever I ask or tell them to do in practice, they don't question or hesitate. They work extremely hard, and that's awesome. We have a really close group of girls, you know, only having 10 girls on varsity, and I think they do such a good job. Our seniors are leading, and helping bring a good atmosphere to the gym, and everyone else is just kind of following suit. So I think just the attitude they bring, competitiveness and everything, just really carries over from sport to sport.
Final one for you with Jackson coming up on Tuesday. Anything in particular that you'll have the girls focus on here in the final few days before the long Labor Day weekend?
I think just getting back to controlling the ball. Like we did in the first set, I thought our service team was really good. Jackson has two girls on the outside that are really strong, and we'll have to play a lot quicker, faster to make sure that we're giving ourselves a chance defensively. And then just like we did tonight, is keeping them out of system. I thought we did a great job from behind the line, serving, staying aggressive. I know Aubrey Hicks got us a couple of good long runs, Sydney Summers, and Sydney Merton coming off the bench is giving us a little different look serving. And those are things we have to continue, is getting teams out of system.
Taya, thank you for the time. First win that I've had a chance to see here this season, but second win on the season. Enjoy the Labor Day weekend, and we'll see what the girls have in store on Tuesday.
Thank you.
Coach Lindahl joining us here to recap the 3-0 win for Redwood Valley over Laverne. We'll just run through those set scores quickly, and then we'll send you on your merry way. First set, Redwood Valley winning by a score of 25-8. They then won the second set 25-21 before winning the third set 25-19 to improve to 2-1 on the season and take care of business here tonight. Redwood County American Dairy Association player of the match, you heard from Sydney Summers, who takes that here tonight. And so congratulations to Sydney Summers. Job well done. Cardinals get the win here in Laverne. That is going to wrap it up. Seth Topol signing off from Laverne. Big thank you, of course, to the 2019-2020 Cardinal Sports Boosters for their support of our broadcast here tonight, and for you, the listener, for tuning in to tonight's broadcast. We'll send it back to regular programming on your home for Redwood Valley Cardinal Athletics, KLGR 1490 AM, FM 95.9, KLGR, Redwood Falls.